Today we're going to be talking about the tzitz, the headband that was on the Kohen Gadol, which we know that the halacha is that it was on two lines. The two words were Kodesh LaHashem, but if you would think that the two lines, you would think that the top line would be Kodesh and the bottom line LaHashem. No, the Hashem's name was on top. And under that was Kodesh. There's actually a machloikis, Harishonim, where was the Lamed? Was it Kodesh Lamed, and then the word Hashem was on its own line, or the Lamed of LaHashem was together with the word Hashem? But that's not what we're going to be focusing on and discussing. We're going to talk about the actual two lines. We know that there was one time a big gzeira on Klal Yisrael, and if Shimon bar Yochai went from Eretz Yisrael to Rome to be mevatel the gzeira, and the one that he went with was Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara in Me'ila tells us that Rabbi Yossi actually did not want his son to go with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai because he was afraid. What was he afraid of? Well, tzaddikim on the level of Shimon bar Yochai, if you insult them or you do something a little bit wrong and they give you one look, you could be chayev misa because they are so powerful. He was afraid, you know, when you travel with somebody, it's inevitable that you're going to get on their nerves a little bit. So if his son gets on Shimon bar Yochai's nerves, he might just look at him and he'll die. But Rav Shimon bar Yochai promised that he won't have any ayin horis on him and everything will be fine. And he allows his son to travel Rav Shimon bar Yochai. There actually something does happen along the way. Now is not the time for that. But what happens is, on the way they meet a demon, a shin dalid. And this was a good one. You know, those days he had a lot of them roaming around. And this one was a good one. And this Shindale tells Rav Shimon bar Yochai, I'm here to help you. He says, yeah, really? He says, woe is to me that instead of having Malachim come help me, I'm being helped by a Shadim. But he says the famous words, Yovoi ha-nes mikol makoim. Whatever the nes can come from, let it come from there. And he makes up a plan with the Shindale. And that is that the king of Rome, the Caesar of Rome, he had a daughter that he loved very much. And Rav Shimon bar Yochai arranged that this Shindalid should enter the body of this daughter. It possessed this daughter, and she went meshuga. The doctors came, nothing anyone can do to take out, extradite this Shindalid. And the father's going crazy, his beloved little daughter is going from bad to worse. And he basically makes an announcement that anyone that can cure my daughter can get anything from the king's treasury. He's ready to grind the stone from the Keser HaMelech, anything for this daughter. But nobody can help. Until Rav Shimon bar Yochai came, and he said that he could help out. Now, I'm sure the king was not thrilled that it was going to be a yid that was going to be involved and help out. But, you know, anything that could help his daughter. So he asked him, what can you do that the doctors couldn't do? He says, leave it to me. He goes to the daughter and he basically tells the shindalid, you can leave now, you already did your job. And miraculously, in front of the eyes of everybody, all of a sudden, in 1 second, the daughter is back to herself. And the king was honest enough to honor his word. And he told Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi that they can go to his treasure house and take whatever they want. So they went to his vault. And in this vault, there were the gzeiros against the Yidden written up. And he said, can I have these? And he took it. He said, yeah, he ripped it, destroyed it. And the gzeiros were in his battle. That was the reward for helping the king. But while they were roaming through the treasures and the vaults, They actually saw the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says. And that's why you have a few Gemaras, one in Me'ila, one in Shabbos, one in Yuma and Sukkah, where Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yossi testifies what he saw when he was in Rome. How was he zoicha to see? Because first of all, he went to Rome, and he saw things that other people would not ever have seen because they were in the vaults of the king. One of the things that he saw the pareiches that separated the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he said he still saw the stains of blood on the pareiches, because the Kohen Gadol would spritz achas lamayla v'sheva lamata, and he himself saw still the stains of blood on the pareiches. But another thing that he saw was the tzitz. That's what he says. And he says that I saw the tzitz, and it was on one line. Kodesh Lashem was on one line, not two lines. Zaygit zog di Gemara. So you would imagine that if you were a poisek, and you learned the Gemara, and you had to paskin how the tzitz actually was, meaning when Mashiach will come today, how will we remake the tzitz? The pashtus you would paskin, that you would make the tzitz on one line, because we have a visual testimony from one of the greatest Amoraim, Tanoim, that he saw the tzitz on one line. Yet when you open up the Rambam clearly paskins that if we would make the tzitz today, the tzitz has to be made on two lines, Kodesh Lashem on two separate lines. And if b'di'eved, it's made on one line, it's okay. And he says, why is it okay? Because one of the Chachamim saw in Rome on one line. In other words, the Rambam is flipping the whole thing upside down. According to the Rambam, we follow the Chachamim, that it's on two lines. Are we saying that Eliezer Reb Yossi didn't see right? Are we saying he saw a tzitz that wasn't the real tzitz? What did he see? Why is the halacha not like him? So we say it must be that at a certain point in history, they had to remake the tzitz, and they made it on one line, and the Sanhedrin paskin b'di'eved, it's okay, and that's the tzitz that they found. But if we're l'chatchila going to go make a tzitz, if we're going to make a tzitz right now, it should be on one line. This is the story, this is the Gemara. The Rebbe quoted this Gemara on a very, very important and controversial issue, which is something that we all can learn a big lesson from. Now, I think it was then by the Dead Sea Scrolls or other things, Mizman Lizman, you'll find in caves and they do these excavations and they dig up and they come out with certain Megillos, certain Tanakh, Ksavim, and believe it or not always is it Mamesh al PR Mesoira. Sometimes there'll be different words or different things. The Mesoira that we have, our Chumashim and our Sifrei Torah, and what they find in these Genizois and these different places, don't always match. And a lot of people try to use this to, so to speak, say that we see that we have to question our Mesoira, because we saw with our own eyes a piece of parchment from 3,000 years ago, and it's written Azoi, the Parashi is like this, whatever it is. And that became a big controversy, and it still is, in Klal Yisroel. The Rebbe's Shita is twofold. Firstly, says the Rebbe, you have to ask yourself, why was it buried? If you look around today, many things are buried because they're Shemus. Meaning it's very shaykh that the reason that they were buried because they were not the way it was supposed to be. Because the soifer made a mistake, or there was an issue, so it was put in Shemus, it was buried away. So just because you uncovered, imagine you uncovered, we produce Shemus by the dozen here. One day it's going to be buried, and someone's going to come and uncover, all the Shemus. All year, they're going to start analyzing your tests and your things, all the Kisvei Kiyat Kodesh, to be worth thousands and thousands of dollars. But the point is that it's buried because it's Shemus. Doesn't mean that it's authentic, doesn't mean that it's correct. So that's the first approach that the Rebbe took, that you cannot take buried stam as proof that this is the... Secondly, Einachanami, but we see from the Gemara that we follow the Masoida. That nevertheless, just like the tzitz, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yossi said, I saw with my own eyes, I saw the tzitz. And we don't doubt it for a second. Nevertheless, we say that that's not the way we do things. And it's very important, we're holding Parshas Kisisa. We have in our Parsha, where the Yidin, the Pasuk says, Kizeh Moshe Ish Lo Yadayinu Mahoyoloid. This Moshe, we don't know where he is. Now, it's a very interesting expression. It's almost like slang. This Moshe, we don't know where he is. What do you mean, this Moshe? It's not a usually word that you use. So Rashi tells us that they actually were referring to a specific image of Moshe Rabbeinu. That they saw the Satan in order to trick them, in order to get them to make a chayte egel. So he showed them a dmus, a vision of Moshe Rabbeinu floating in the sky. And in their mind, that was proof, that was living proof, that Moshe Rabbeinu was nostalgic, that he was avek. They saw with their own eyes, Kizeh Moshe Ish, this Moshe that we see in the sky, the Levi in the sky, we don't know what's going to be with him. What is the MS? The MS is that, of course, Ein Ledayin Ela Masha'ein of Royois, B'derech Klal, you follow your eyes. But when Torah or the Mesoida tells you fakert, when you have a clear Hayrah in Torah, when you have a Mesoida, when you have the words of our Tzadikim and our Rabbeim, that is our reality. That's the way we live our life. Like it says, that you're not allowed to go against the Divrei Chachamim, lo yamin v'lo yismael, not right and not left. And Rashi says something fascinating, which most people don't think about. Rashi says, even if they say on the right that it's left, and the left that it's right, you know what's right and left. Yet, if the Chachamim say, though, no, this is left and this is right, the Munas HaTzadikim, the Munas HaChachamim, supersedes and transcends any type of our visual. Now, unless, obviously, if what you see doesn't contradict Torah, so then you follow what you see. But the Yesoid has to be that just because someone said, I saw in Rome, I saw the tzitz in Rome, and it was written on one line. Okay, you saw it. That's not the way, if we had a chance to write and build the tzitz today, we wouldn't follow what you saw in Rome. Because Torah, Yisrael, and Mesoidas Yisrael, that is the way a Yid, and especially a Chassid, a Chassidish Yid, runs his life.